Extended edition of our Tea Time News programme on BBC Radio Leeds today because of flash flooding in the Calder Valley. And if you're in the eastern half of West Yorkshire, you're thinking, what, flash flooding? Because I'm here, for example, in our main studios in the centre of Leeds, not a drop of rain through the day, torrential rain, flooding again in places like Hebden Bridge. We'll take you live to our reporters, Dara Corcoran and Richard Edwards, in this specially extended edition of the programme then, between now and eight across West Yorkshire. 8 minutes to seven now. Let's speak to somebody who was with me earlier from Hebden Bridge, and goodness me, it was hammering down then. Hebden Bridge-based journalist Jeff Tansey, who was telling us that he was trapped in his home. That was about 4 o'clock. So the question now, how are things now? We got word, and I'm touching wood, that things were improving. Jeff's live on BBC Radio Leeds again now. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. Yes, it stopped raining.
Thank goodness.
the road's still closed in front of us, but I've actually managed to get out. The torrent, which actually there's a picture of it now on the Hebweb, hebdenbridge.co.uk, if anyone's got access to it, has eased, and it's now running. It's, like a fast stream rather than a raging torrent chucking boulders down.
There was feverish speculation about what had happened. It does seem now to have been flash flooding. Literally, those sodden hills just couldn't cope anymore, could they?
Absolutely not. I mean, they've taken away 10 dumper loads of debris and sand and boulders. You know the kind of stones you put on top of a wall? Bigger than that have been coming down in front of our house on Thornbank. And they've filled up completely the 6-foot void, which is where it was supposed to be culverted underneath. There's a team of guys now trying to find it and get a flow going underneath the river now, underneath the cobbles. And if they do that, then I guess they'll get the road open. But at the moment, you still can't get past the road on your way into Hebden Bridge, past the station.
I tell you what that really brings home, that sheer force of water when it's got... nothing is going to stop it, and that was really... Well, you just talk about the volume of stuff that has been moved by it. It's terrifying. It's a miracle, I think, that nobody's been hurt in this.
It is. It is. I mean, I was able to get down to a neighbour's when it started, but then I tried a second time, and I just couldn't, because you were getting boulders coming down.
There was feverish speculation about possibly dams bursting and the rest of it. Thankfully, that didn't seem to be the case. But looking at the volume of water, people have been describing to me brand new rivers and streams appearing. And it's been enormously powerful and enormously quick from that early part of the afternoon, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was really intense rain. You know, you think of heavy rain in the summer. Well, that would look like light rain from what we had today. It was torrential. It was, bouncing off the floor, bouncing up, and it kept on going. It kept on going and going and going. And the road, everything is sodden, all the fields. There's nowhere for it to go except run straight off. Everything is sodden.
And for the people in the centre of Hebden who were flooded out, whether we're talking about homes or businesses, just over a fortnight ago, many of them, even though the cause is different this time, it's water again, and of course it's all funnelled into the same place, hasn't it?
It has. Well, in fact, looking at the pictures that Chris Radcliffe's put up now on Hebweb, places that weren't flooded last time look as though they've been flooded this time.
You think it's worse this time than a couple of weeks ago?
It looks like it from the pictures I'm seeing. I'm told the co-op's closed, that's been flooded. Well, that was flooded last time, but the central square... which has got this sculpture in it. I can see pictures there, and it looks like it's gone into the newsagents there, and they escaped last time.
How do you think people will be treating this? You know the people of Hebden Bridge well, Jeff, but to get it once is unfortunate. To get the heavy rain of last Friday was bad enough, but now to get it again just when we thought we were through it.
I think it will be devastating. I mean, I met someone, we were looking in one of the hotels that was wrecked, and she was telling us how they'd £400,000 worth of damage, and they'd just, got the cellars emptied, and everything had been reflooded again. It'll be really, really heartbreaking, I would have thought. And, I mean, people will try and get back up again, but it's going to take months, if not, in some cases, people may not manage it. It's going to need a lot of help and support. We raised lots of money last time locally to support, still dropping the ocean, but definitely people are going to need help. And what the insurers are going to do, I don't know.
How long do you think before that main route just out from where you live can get open? What do you think we're talking about here? Because at the moment, we've got the Calder Valley as a dead end, haven't we?
Oh, we have. I spoke to the foreman of the gang in charge, and they've been working non-stop for the last 2 weeks, and they said they're bringing an excavator in with a tracked excavator because they can't get up the cobble, it's too steep, and they can't get up the bit to unblock this culvert. And they're bringing that in. So once they've stopped the water flowing onto the main road, they'll have it open very quickly. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine. If it's here soon, it could be open in half an hour. If it takes them several hours, it could be several hours yet.
Jeff, I'm delighted that the rain has stopped at the least, and let's hope the recovery is quick. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Jeff Tansey is based in Hebden Bridge. He's a journalist with The Picture, live on BBC Radio Leeds this afternoon. Andrew Edwards, till 8 o'clock. On